Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
It's the Dork Podcast with Rich Keefe. It's the Dork Podcast.
And David.
It's the Dork Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs. He is Ruth Von Duth. All hail the king of ginger ale. It's Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
I'm good. Coming off this show and some the first great Dragon House of Dragon show. I'm feeling good.
Doing pretty good TV-wise. I'll tell you what, TV shows so far this year, we're almost at the halfway point of 2026, and obviously it's only one episode of House of the Dragon, but that was great. This show we're about to talk about, I would say, is great, and without tipping my hand too much, I would say when you're looking at TV shows of the year nominees, once again, it's going to be really difficult. We also talked about, these are some of the other ones that come to my top of the head. Maul, the Darth Maul show was sick. Knight of the Seven Kingdoms
was great.
Ted
was great.
Unbelievable season of Ted. Invincible was a good season of Invincible.
Really good Invincible.
What else? Spider-Noir.
The Bear comes out this week.
Yep, The Bear comes out this week. Wonder Man was pretty good. I don't know if Fallout counts. We always ask the question because it started in
December, but like ends in February or something. Yeah.
The Pit, there was a good season of The Pit this year. So anyway, a lot of good... a lot of good TV program. I mean,
if it's not TV show, it could get the Practically Compass Award.
Practically Compass.
For something that just needs an award.
Something that needs to be recognized, and we're not really sure what or how to describe it or anything else like that. But yeah, this could be Practically Compass. This could be in the mix for Practically Compass. This is also credit to the listener out there, right? This is one of the most recommended shows because a couple weeks went by, we weren't watching it. Hadn't mentioned it, and we got a bunch of emails and like DMs and stuff, and they're like, you guys want to check out Widow's Bay. And I was like, I had no expectation for this show. I don't even know if we mentioned it in the TV preview for the year.
I think we did, but it was like you mentioned it and I was like, okay, haven't heard of it.
Yep,
we'll see
next one.
Yeah, next. And I don't know why, but you and I are pretty resistant to things that get like overhyped to us. Mm-hmm. Like people keep asking us for, like
I don't know.
Historically, like Yellowstone is one of those shows that I don't think either one of us have seen an episode of, but people fucking won't stop.
Like, you got to see this. Got to check this one out.
Yeah.
I don't think what else. There's been a few others like that that I just haven't been able to get into.
Reacher is one of them for me. I watched the first couple episodes, but people say Reacher's incredible. The show Lioness with your girl Zoe Saldana.
I like Zoe Saldana, but like that's all in the Spartan world.
I guess it had like a rough first season, but now it was awesome. So Slow Horses is another one.
Oh yeah, but that one I really do want to watch.
I want to watch that too. Yeah,
it's tricky. I feel like there's so many shows and movies that I already want to watch. So it's very rare that I don't have shows that I'm currently watching. And then, so this one wasn't really on my radar, and neither was Maximum Pleasure Guaranteed. And that is also a new Apple show. And so I've been watching those pretty much back to back. They're both half hour. That one's still going. So that one hasn't finished.
I will tell you, Apple is like the sneaky, like pushing HBO, right? HBO historically has had like the best series, and Apple's making a push right now. They have some really Shrinking is incredible.
I think Apple might have them.
I think they do. Like pound for pound, I think they got them.
I'm also enjoying Cape Fear right now. Cape Fear is another Apple show. I don't love Ted Lasso, but I've seen all the Ted Lasso. That's obviously Apple. They had a few other. Was it Black?
Oh, Bad Monkey is Apple.
Bad Monkey was Apple. Slow Horses, like you said, is Apple as well. They have no movies to speak of. They have like zero dog shit for movies. They have no new movies that ever come out on there ever.
F1 was okay.
No, that's true. F1 was good, but that was like a big blockbuster first. Yeah. Then came there. I mean, they had the Keanu Reeves, Jonah Hill directed movie Outcome, which is one of the worst movies of the entire year. That was like an Apple exclusive. That was dog shit. So, but TV shows are where it's at. All right, so what do you say? Quit messing around.
Y'all ready for bisque?
Let's get right into it.
Well,
I'm glad you asked. It's the topic of the day. And today it is Widow's Bay. Ran for 10 episodes on the aforementioned Apple TV. Each episode, roughly like a half hour. So if you have not watched this show, you could probably start right now and finish the whole show. Have a good night.
We're done with the episode. You'd be done. Yeah.
Have a good night snooze. I think I may already know the answer, but we asked this to begin every one of our TV and movie reviews as we begin spoiler free. Ryan, Widow's Bay, did you like it?
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
Me 2 episodes, but I was by the end of the second episode, I'm like, yep, you got me.
It's funny you say that because I think after now watching all 10 of them, the first episode is the worst episode. Which is strange, right? A lot of shows don't start. Usually a lot of shows start with a bang, maybe a lull in the middle and then like close strong. And then you end up being like, oh, what a great show. I thought the first episode was fine. And I was like, okay, like, I guess I see what people are talking about. I like the premise. I like the idea. I like the world that they've created. And then after the second episode, I'm like, oh, this is going to be good. Like, and I watched them back to back because they were both already out. So I was like, oh, okay, I'm in on this. This show is a great example of blending horror and comedy.
And
It's
both things simultaneously and like how closely related those things can be at times. Mm-hmm. Because you go, like you said, you go from like this legitimately scary scene to like laughing.
Yeah.
In the very next scene or in the same scene.
Yeah.
Two in particular. Like there's one episode that was like, it reminded me of that episode of Barry when he like kicked the guy in the throat and the guy like kept chasing him.
Yes.
Like that episode, it was episode 8, I believe, of we'll get to it, but like,
yeah,
it's like that kind of funny where it's like so ridiculous that it's awesome.
Oh my God. Yeah. It was pretty nuts. I was surprised. Like definitely there was some real good, like tense, like almost like a thriller type of stuff. But then just because of the nature of the island that they're on, like it leads to a lot of like horror type stuff, but then every episode there's something funny, something, you know, it's not like Ted or Tires, but like it's really funny. What do you think of just sort of like the overall premise of the show? Is like you sort of have this like New England island where, I don't know, maybe it's cursed, maybe it's not, you have like the mayor of the town, he wants people to be like tourists here, but there's also like, you, as the show's going, you're learning all these different things about the history of the place. What'd you think of that?
So I thought it's one of those things where like the premise of the show ultimately is not what the show is about.
Mm-hmm.
I think like overarching sense, it is about an island and like people can't leave. But like the reason why is like many layered. And it's been hundreds of years that this lore has been building up in this island. So like it is like way deeper than that. Like if it was just that.
Yeah.
Like I would have been like, eh. Like the first episode, they're kind of setting it up to be like, ooh, people can't leave. And there's like a fog and you're like, all right, fucking lame.
Yeah.
And like they did such a great job because like the first episode, you kind of hate all the characters.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
You know, like the mayor's just such a wiener and like Wick is just like a fucking asshole. And like, I was confused because like, I didn't know who Patricia was really in the first episode. I thought it was his wife.
Oh yeah, because she works closely with him.
She's like the way she talks to him. I thought it was like his wife, but it wasn't.
Turns out not his wife. His wife ends up being a pretty important character. But Patricia might have been. She was fantastic. She was
so good,
great character. As was Wick, and ultimately, and even the main character played by Matthew Rhys from The Americans and Brothers and Sisters. He's the mayor. Tom, and it's like he's definitely the main character, like his son is in it. It's like, yeah, like he does a pretty good job sort of playing like the straight man throughout all this stuff too. Like the interactions he has with like a lot of the different characters is really good. Yeah, I would say it's a must see, especially for the TV shows so far this year and for the dork world where we do lean a lot towards horror stuff. It's a definite find.
Yeah. It's like Army of Darkness kind of level funny.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good way
at
to
times.
Look at it.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it's just like it's a lot of like the reactions that characters have to like wild stuff. You know, like, so something wild will happen and then a character will say something which is something that you or I or anybody watching would like somebody would probably actually say that, which you don't always see in shows. And it's just like it's, I don't know, it's well done.
No, it's like the most like normal reaction. Like when you see something crazy, you wouldn't be like, oh, that's this guy from this time period. You just go like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like that was the-
100%. All right, what's your dork score for Widow's Bay?
I'm gonna give it a 5.5.
I got the same score. I was looking at the same score.
Yeah, this show's great.
It's great. It's also been picked up for a season two, which
it has to be.
Part of me was a little annoyed though because I heard that news prior to the finale, so I was like, well, maybe this will be kind of like it. But then I heard before, like it would have been. I wish I knew that information like after the fact.
But it's funny though because they give this bit of information in the last episode that like they connected with like 10 minutes left, and you're like, oh. And then it happens at the end of the episode and you're like, oh shit. Yeah. Like it actually like makes it like hit harder.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So dual 5.5. If you guys watch this show and you're in the live chat, you can let us know what your score is for Widow's Bay. If you want to hit us up on Twitter and Instagram, we're at Dork Podcast, your thoughts on this show. So yeah, definitely one of the best shows so far this year. Let's get to this.
Spoilers! Here come the spoilers!
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, all right. So the thing I was talking about.
Yes, go ahead.
Was the thing with the bell. Like they mentioned like the bell rings and like something bad happens, but I didn't know like they tell you like at the very end of the last episode that however many times the bell rings, that's how many people you need to give whatever this thing
sacrifice.
Is.
You need to sacrifice those people.
Yeah.
And
there was 9.
Oh, I thought it was 8. Either way.
Yeah.
Either way, it's a ton. Yeah. Like, oh. Yeah, that was a lot of bell ringing. Yeah, I think it was 8. I think I wrote that down. But either it doesn't matter. That's a lot. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
They need to sacrifice. All right. So that's one of the other things with these fun kind of like horror type of shows is the like the rules. Like I'm game for whatever. If you create a world and you're like you can do this and you can't do that, okay, I'm good. Like what do we got? All right. So let's talk through this. The people who are born on Widow's Bay can't leave Widow's Bay.
Right.
And when they do try to leave, there's like a line in the ocean and something really bad happens to them, right? Like they either just fucking die, or in the case of Tom's wife, she suffered like sort of like a brain aneurysm and then like,
yeah, like a stroke or something. Like she should have died but didn't. Yeah. And then went crazy.
Wick's character got pretty close to it, but ultimately they turned around and like that was a cool it was like an action scene with like where Tom kind of like saves the day with the boat and like
yeah, he kicks him off the boat.
Yeah. All right, so you can't leave or you'll die. What if you're on, what if you just stay on the property? Can you not die? Because let me jump ahead to you. Let me ask you, let me run it this way. So Ruth, who becomes a major character by the end of the show, and, the old lady.
Yeah.
She gets poisoned and shot and survives.
And it was weird because like, oh, they might have to take her past the buoy like they did with the founder.
That's what I'm saying.
She's one of his lineage, right? So like, she has to,
like, so the founder, and that was like the that was sort of like a one-off episode. It ended up being two for him, but they ended up, was it Hamish Linklater is the name of the actor?
Yeah.
He like crazy. He plays Richard Warren, who's like the founder of Widow's Bay. It's a crazy thing with his kids. And then he needs a new wife. So then Betty Gilpin comes in.
Great cameo, like Betty Gilpin.
Blow. Yeah, Betty Gilpin. She plays Sarah Westcott Warren. And yeah, tremendous episode. But she's not from the island.
No.
And she's with him. Long story short, he's been buried there for like hundreds of years. It is still alive.
Yes. And it was one of the things I laughed, because he's like this very like, oh, the blah. He talks like a colonial American. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But then there's this awesome scene with like him and Tom where he like tells Tom to do something and Tom's like, no, fuck you. And they just start yelling, fuck you, back at each other. Like this colonial guy and like this modern guy, like, no, fuck you. Like, I thought it was like the funniest thing.
It was.
Like to hear a guy be like, talk about like his, you know, his goodly wife and, you know, his betrothed and then be like, no, fuck you. Like,
I thought that was the funniest thing.
Oh,
speaking of, this is different than that, but one of the other parts that made me laugh the most was at the end when they're like trying to like hunker down and trying to like fight the storm and everybody's like in like the same little area, and then the dude Dale that like works with them at the mayor's office,
the weirdo looking guy,
he sees like that crazy video of like the guy asking for the sacrifices and stuff, and then he comes running out and they just like look at him for a second and he's like, this place is a death trap. And he just starts screaming and he like freaks out.
Oh, he's just great. Like the weirdest. He's like Stephen Merchant. I don't know if you, the actor Stephen Merchant, who works with Ricky Gervais all the time. He looks like a badly drawn version of him.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Somebody had to draw him by memory.
But he's actually like really funny.
Yeah.
But not even touch. Like the funniest character on the. And it was great to about like Rose. Like, the whole time she was on the show, you're like, why the fuck is this? Like, get her. What is this point of this character? And you're like, oh,
amazing. So that
was, also weird because there was that scene where he was like in her house. Tom was in her house at the end and he was like going to kill her. And then she's like talking about all this stuff that she does to help other people. And then you see her like run up the stairs and she's like moving.
Spry.
Yeah.
That scene's amazing because, well, yeah, circle back. One of my favorite scenes was the. They sit down with Rosemary. They're all trying to figure stuff out.
I meant Ruth. We're talking about Ruth.
No, Ruth running up the stairs. But I'm talking about
Rosemary's the one who looks like a cigarette.
Yes, but has one of the best scenes, which eventually leads them to Ruth. Right. So
yes,
she does basically like the overhead projector with like the flare, and she's like circling the family trees. So like, we need the lineage. We need to know who the last person in the family tree of Richard Warren is, right? Because they said like, if you destroy their whole family,
breaks the curse.
They came up with that, so like, all right, that's cool. And then so they go through this whole thing, and she has this like overhead projector and she's circling all these names. She's like, dead baby, lesbian. And then Patricia goes, don't say that. She's like, what, you can't say lesbian now? She's like, I don't like the way you say it.
She's like,
okay.
But every time
after that,
someone gives Rosemary shit, she goes like, guess I can't do anything right today. Like, that's like her whole thing. She's like, nah. And like the whole time, like, can you just fucking tell us who it is, please? Like, look outside. There's a huge storm. People are going to die. And she's like, well, I made this whole thing, but if you just want to cut to it, fine. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that was good. But yeah, so then it eventually pushes to, and it's like a big reveal. And like, as you're going through it, you don't know who it's going to be, right? Because you're like, it could be Tom. It could be Patricia. I kind of thought it might be Patricia, like in the Richard Warren family tree.
Yeah.
And then it ultimately is Ruth. And you're like, okay. And then fucking Wick is like, she won't even feel it. One shot to the back of the head.
Make it quick.
She won't even feel it. And so that was pretty funny. And then, but he's like, no, you're not going to do that. But then he goes over there and then he's just like, what, how's her health? And like, Patricia's just like disgusted by like the whole thing.
She's really old.
Like, you're not going to kill her right now.
Yeah.
And then so they end up talking to her. He tries to poison her. Then he doesn't poison her. And then you find out like another twist. Like there's already been enough twists in the show.
Right.
And then it's like, no, Ruth had a child and gave it up. And that child was Tom's wife.
So that makes his son the last in line.
Correct.
Yeah. Like because he mentioned it. It's like a throwaway line. He's talking to the girl who I thought was going to be the sea hag.
Mm.
In the
good sea hag stuff.
The girl he was talking to was going to be the sea hag. And he mentions that that it's not his son. Like he raised him, but it's not his son. And it's like a throwaway episode, like the second line, a throwaway line of like the second episode.
Dude, that was a big twist. That was like a fun, crazy twist because it was like, I liked how they did it because you thought maybe as you were playing it out that maybe it would be Tom and his kid. And then they swerve you and you're like, oh no, it's Ruth. So then you're like, your brain, you're like, you switch over to the artist Ruth and you're like, no, it is. Evan, and you knew something was up there because they made a point to be like early on one of the early episodes. He's like, no, what are you talking about? Like people born here can leave the island. I've left the island. They're like, yeah, but you weren't born here. And he's like,
yeah.
They're like, wasn't your son born here? Like, has he left the island? He's like, yeah. And he's like, no, obviously he's never left the island.
And then I just realized too that when his son Evan finds the letters.
Yeah.
In one of the letters, his mom writes, like, everyone has, like, a secret mother or something.
Ooh, good one.
He's like, I could be your secret mom. Like, everyone has a secret mom.
Oh, right.
And that's exactly what Ruth says. She's like, I was, like, her secret mom. That's what I told her.
Well, that was another little twist-a-roo in this one was Tom had told Evan and everybody else that his mom died in childbirth. And then
she kind of did, right?
Oh, he kind of did. But then like when he sees pictures, that's how one of the episodes ended. Like he and that girl that was over his house, mm-hmm. and even she had a line. She's like, I just thought we were going to find like normal, weird stuff or whatever.
Isn't fun.
Yeah, this isn't like fun, weird stuff. And it's like, but yeah, it was like, all right, well, what is he hiding? And he really, I don't think, was hiding too much. Oh, also. How about the one episode that was literally like a slasher movie?
That's the episode I was talking about. And I was like laughing out loud the whole time because it's Patricia running from like what they call the boogeyman, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the boogeyman comes out of the house, the boogeyman. Yeah, yes. And like
she had lied about it years before she was there. Yeah. She was like, yeah, he came to my house too. And they're like, No, he didn't.
And like this group of women who like hate Patricia.
Yes.
And like, by the way. And like this woman's like, I knew it. Like you were lying this whole time. Like you piece of shit. Like you blah, blah, blah. Like those were my friends. And she just fucking tases her. And she looks at the rest of the friends and goes, she's the fucking worst. Like she's the worst. like in the middle of like this, like this woman is like scolding her for lying this entire time. She just tases the shit out of her. And she's like, you fucking stink. You were the worst.
Yeah.
Like I thought I loved Patricia. I thought she was so funny.
I don't believe. Is that what Matthew in the chat is asking? Did they ever find out who that was? I don't think so. The boogeyman. I mean, like, was there
the kids told the story, right?
Well, it happened, and like those girls were all or those women, I guess, were all like in high school when it happened. It's like a real event that happened at Widow's Bay. But I mean, like the identity of it was a masked madman.
Yeah, but they said when the kids were telling them, remember, like sitting across the street in the car. They tell the story and they're like, yeah, they didn't even put him in jail. They just sealed him in the basement. So he could be one of like like in the lineage of what's his name?
Richard Warren.
Yeah.
All right.
And so that's why he didn't die. And he can't die.
Here's two fan theories for you. Ready? Is the boogeyman an alter ego manifestation of Patricia? Could Patricia be the boogeyman?
Man, I don't know about
that. Probably not. Or someone tied to Richard Warren.
I think it's someone tied to Richard Warren because they talk about like him burying him in the house.
Yeah.
And that's why you don't go in there, you don't come out.
You're probably right. Before I forget, a lot of these episodes were directed by a dude named Hiro Murai. I think, I don't know how you pronounce it. I think that's right. So you'd see at the end of the episodes, it would pop up. This guy's TV. So he's like our age. His resume includes 26 episodes of Atlanta. He did an episode of Legion. He did 4 episodes of Barry. He was an he's an executive producer on The Bear. He also did 2 episodes of Mr. and Mrs. Smith with Donald Glover that people say is good, and then a bunch of episodes of Widow's Bay.
I will say, too, looking at his directing credits, too, he did direct the This Is America video music video for Childish Gambino. And
pretty good.
There's a this guy Chet Faker did a music video called Gold. The name of the song is Gold. If you watch that music video, it's one of the coolest music videos I've ever seen.
No shit.
And so I'll set it up. So there's like it's basically, think of like you're driving, like you see, like you're going, like you're driving on a road and you're just like focused on the road. So the road's like going away from you.
Mm-hmm.
And he pans up and there's these, it sounds stupid, but like, you got to see it because it's so cool. It's pitch black. And then these 3 girls like roller skating, like dance roller skating. And they like go in and out. Mm. It's so fucking cool. Yeah. So he directed that. Yes. The roller skating one.
Okay. That's sick. Also, the flashback episode where you got Betty Gilpin, that was directed by Ty West.
Oh,
who, as you know, directed the Maxine X and Pearl trilogy. He also directed a segment of VHS and a bunch of other horror stuff. Yeah.
Yep.
This show's the real deal. They get some heavy hitters on this show.
Some talented people on this show.
Yeah, really, really well done.
And Steven Root, who plays Wick, you would know him as Milton from Office Space and a bunch of other stuff. Like he's
in everything. He was good in True Blood. He was good in.
He's Dale from King of the Hill.
Yeah, King of the Hill.
But Milton from Office Space is where you would know. He's in No Country for Old Men. He's been a bunch of shit. He's so good.
He's everywhere. Well, it's funny. Like they on the Rewatchables, Bill Simmons podcast, they have like a That Guy Award.
Dodgeball too, yeah.
They have a That Guy Award, and I'm just like, I don't think he wouldn't be a That Guy though. Like he's Steven Root. Like I feel
Steven Root. I know who Steven Root is. Enough. Like him and like Alan Tudyk have like transcended.
Yeah.
Character actors.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Beecher, the cop or the sheriff, another character we haven't talked about.
He had a great line too. Oh my God. It's the Sea Hag episode. And he's like, we need to set up a perimeter. He's like, it's a fucking island. The ocean's the perimeter.
That's what he said. He goes, there is one. It's like water or whatever. Yeah, he had a great line.
The ocean is the perimeter. Like, what are you talking about?
You set up a perimeter. Oh, speaking of the Sea Hag, was it Wick that said, he's like, oh yeah, like they got your blood or whatever. Like they're going to come into you and they're going to like sit on your face. And
lock you in a box. Lock yourself in a box for 72 hours because she's going to come sit on. How does she kill me? She's going to sit on your face.
And then sure shit, she gets in there and climbs right up on top of his face. I was like, yeah, that's the way to go.
You're going to be paralyzed and she's going to come sit on your face and smother you. Like, oh, shit.
That's a king's death right there.
Yeah.
But no, that was good. Yeah. So Patricia was fantastic. Beecher, Rosemary. The kid was annoying, but I think he was supposed to be.
All the kids were annoying. The only reason I knocked it down a half stone is because the kids annoyed the shit out of me. Like, just sit still.
The kids were annoying, yeah.
Just sit still.
But the big reveal at the end, too, was when the kids obviously couldn't sit still and you go downstairs, like there's that whole area. It's like, so basically, like the island needs a sacrifice. And so there's like a place where you can go do that. But that video was so creepy of like the guy just being like all business, being like, yeah, like, you know, it's a life for a life. And like, you know, you've been chosen. And like, that's a great thing for you. It reminded
me of the creepiest thing he said, because he goes, you want to be compassionate to them, don't, because their fear actually, like, it feeds on that too. So you want them to be afraid and you want them to be sad. Like, don't feel bad for them. Like, just how it is. Like, what's that old, the lottery, like that old short story that everyone had to read in high school. The guy who wrote The Scarlet Letter, Nathaniel Hawthorne.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was a little bit like, had that, those vibes.
Yeah.
It also reminded me of like Lost a little bit. Like when they were like finding tapes of like old stuff.
Yeah. So like, what is that? What's down there?
I don't know. Is it like in Cabin in the Woods where like you find out that there really is like a thing that they're like sacrificing to, like
or is it just like a kraken or something? There's like a big monster or something.
It'd be a big fucking creature for all I know.
Yeah,
for sure. All right, this might be tough for this show. What's the podium look like? What are the 3 best characters from Widow's Bay?
I'm gonna, Patricia is
100% Patricia. Patricia's probably number one.
And then I'm gonna go Wick. I thought Wick, like,
I agree. I like Wick.
And you know who I want to, he's not going to make the podium, but I do have to mention him. The old guy who, like, the last couple episodes who would show up and be like, how long are we going to be down here? He's like, well, the storm in 72, we were down here for 5 days and like 13 people died, you know? That's good. And he's like, we can live for weeks without without food, but we need water. You know, like that guy. Like, I love that guy.
That guy is good. Dale had a couple funny lines, but he's not on there. Ruth and Rosemary were both good. And
I'll go Rosemary, bronze. I thought Rosemary was hilarious.
All right, so we're going Patricia, Wick, Rosemary?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do love that, like, Tom, the mayor, is just such a weenie.
Oh, yeah, he is. And, like, he's the date that he went on, and then... Oh,
he's just such a loser.
How about the party that Patricia planned?
Oh, my God, that was awesome.
That whole thing was...
And the book that, like, the book kept changing.
Yeah.
Like, serve the punch.
Yep. Oh, my God. Her, oh, that was, she was a maniac that whole episode.
And I love, like, the tip. They're like, someone said, like, maybe lose the crown. She was wearing, like, a little tiara. She's like, maybe lose the crown. She's like, no, I can't. And to what if she's wearing some, like, big, like,
oh my
yellow God. Jacket headpiece.
It literally, like, yellow jackets at the end. That was so funny. Like, or it's gross. But that's a great microcosm of the show, like, horror and comedy, where, like, you reveal, like, this whole episode, she actually looked like this, and she thought she looked like that. You're like,
yeah. And there's that great shot where they were, like, everyone was, like, dancing, and they panned, like, to the mirror, and, like, all the people were just standing, like, those, like, mouths open, like, scary faces. That was really awesome.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, this show was pretty awesome. All right, so the ending of this show. The bell rings 8 times, like you said. So it is, they're looking for more deaths.
They are not done.
They're for sure not done. They survived that day, though. Like, so it looked like shit. They survived the day. And so now you're going to have Evan and Tom, like, I know he wants to take him to a Red Sox game, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen. Is Wick going to actually try to kill his kid now?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's probably...
And now we can't take him to the Red Sox game because now he knows if he takes him out past the buoys, he's going to die.
Yeah, no, he's for sure not going to take him.
Yeah.
Does Wick even know? Who knows? Because...
No one knows.
Okay, so nobody knows. So Wick won't assume anything about...
Just Ruth and Tom. They're the only ones who know. Yeah.
Yeesh. Ay, ay, ay.
Because what's his name? Beecher comes in after that happens.
Correct. Right. And then, I should have rewatched this more recently. But didn't he, Beecher might know. Because didn't he yell at her? Like, because he's like, I got her. And he's like, it's not even her. Or no, maybe he didn't tell him that it was him. But he did say, fuck.
It's not her. Like, it's not, she's not the last one.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But he didn't say who it was.
Yeah. All right. Very good. I don't know how long it's going to take for season two, but I am very excited about that. Probably.
And I thought the best part of the show, too, is, like, someone mentioned they started it as, like, it was supposed to be, like, a spoof of, like, Parks and Rec.
Oh, really? But they don't do, like, the talk to the camera shit.
No, but, like, that's how it started, like, when they were writing it. Like, that's how it started. And you can kind of see, like, the humor, like, the through lines of it. Like, there. I thought that was pretty cool.
Pick of the pod.
All right, Ryan, let's do a quick pick of the pod here. Do you want to kick, receive, defer, or you may choose to defend a goal?
I'm gonna choose to defend the north side.
All right, I will. I actually have one of these classic one recommendation, one thing that I watched so you don't have to.
Yeah.
One of those. So I forgot to mention this last week, but I tweeted about it. I love this movie. They Will Kill You.
I was going to be I watched it at your recommendation. This movie's great. This is, like, the best under the radar movie.
Holy smokes.
That we didn't watch.
It's fucking awesome.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Like, Zazie Beetz needs to be like the biggest star in the world. She's so good.
And I just love, like, this is a movie, like, made for us. Like, it's just, like, cool fucking action scenes. It's a horror movie, great music in it, and it's just like good action, crazy shit. Like, this movie isn't for everybody, but for people that like our podcast, I think you would like this movie. So They Will Kill You is really, really good. Check it out. I also watched, also on HBO right now, How to Make a Killing with Glenn Powell. Nope. Just wasn't it. I just
Are we pushing too hard for him, you think?
I do think he's charming.
I do, but like...
But I didn't love Running Man. I didn't love that Sidney Sweeney movie he was in. I didn't love this one. This is probably worse than those two, actually.
Yeah.
I thought Hitman was decent.
Yes.
I liked Hitman, and I think I like him, but you're right. Maybe he's, I don't know if he's doing too much. I mean, he was good in Twisters. He was good in that.
Yeah. He plays a good asshole.
Top Gun Maverick, he was good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if he's, does he have the acting chops of Bradley Cooper? Because maybe
that's what I'm thinking. I think he's like
Bradley Cooper path.
He's a handsome devil, but I don't know if he's there yet. I think we need to see him in a dramatic turn.
Yeah. Here. Yeah. 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 You know? Yeah, this was not great. So I would skip that altogether. Let's see, Ryan. Oh yeah, so what do you have? Anything? Or it was gonna be that they will kill
you? It was gonna be that, yeah, okay. Yeah. Cause I you said like,
well, that was awesome.
How did we miss this or something like on Twitter?
That's awesome.
You know? Oh yeah, and like I recently went viral. You saw that.
Oh yeah,
but
that was great.
I tweeted out, I didn't know, and it happened in like 2003 that like Scotland made like a Massachusetts tartan. I'm like, look at this. This is cool. 15,000 likes and like over like thousands of retweets. You know how many new followers I got from that?
Scottish people are mad.
Yeah. You know how many new followers came from that tweet?
3,000.
Three.
Yeah, Twitter. I feel like people are dug it. People don't like follow people on Twitter anymore. It's like you either
what the fuck?
You might unfollow people, but you don't really.
I know.
Follow. Yeah, people it's like people are dug in on Twitter.
I don't know. I mean, you have to. This is why I get it now. Like this happened to me one time, and it was driving me nuts because like my phone was just like nonstop vibrating. I had to like turn off notifications, and even then, I was like,
Yeah. You can't have the notifications on.
Yeah,
that's Jesus Christ. Like, yeah,
I don't know how you people do it. I just like it drove me nuts like all day.
Well, listen, it was a good tweet. It was a good tweet about the tart.
Tweet.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. So next week, no live episode. But you know what I'll do is I'm going to release the Hardy Boys interview that me and Jones did. I'll put that on the book channel so people can check that out.
Fucking
and then when we return, Ryan, I have this mapped out here. We will do House of the Dragon episode 2 and 3.
2 and 3. Yep.
And then the other thing I was thinking, because we're going to be a little bit behind. I think me and Fryer are going to do From
season get frummed.
We're going to From it up. Then the week after that, we'll do Supergirl.
I was going to say Supergirl. I know it's coming out.
So Supergirl comes out this week, but we're probably going to be 2 weeks away from it. But we will review Supergirl.
Yes.
And House of the Dragon. And then it's going to be The Odyssey, House of the Dragon, Spider-Man, House of the Dragon. Like that's pretty much our summer. House of the Dragon and great movies. Yeah.
Wild.
All right, Ryan. Excellent stuff. Everybody can hit us up at Dork Podcast, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Let us know what you thought of Widow's Bay. And in the meantime, stay hard and stay curious.
The Hashtag Dork Podcast.